This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone. Fax 989-875-5169 regarding Rose Crimando. It's C-R-I, M like Mary, A, N like November, D-O. Date of birth, April 24th, 1950. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit, a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Crimando with progressive renal failure from exposure to cyclosporine for her liver transplant. Her last visit was March 6th of 2023, but creatinine levels became progressively worse after that visit when she had been ranging between 1.6 and 2.0 for the last 2 years. In March of 2023, the creatinine increased up to 2.2. And then in April, we got readings of 2.3 and then 2.4. She currently has no symptoms except blood pressure has been higher in the office and when checked at home. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Her weight is stable. No chest pain or palpitations. She is a liver transplant recipient and sees Dr. Kwon, it's K-W-O-N, at Ann Arbor University of Michigan, and has been told that her liver transplant is doing very well. Dr. Kwon did decrease the cyclosporin dose from 50 milligram twice a day down to 25 milligram twice a day after the creatinine level increased more, and then asked that she be evaluated again by her nephrologist. The only other medication change was magnesium oxide was discontinued. She denies cloudiness or blood in her urine, no edema, no abdominal pain. Physical exam, weight is 180 pounds, blood pressure 182 over 75, and pulse was 42. She denies any symptoms associated with the lower than normal pulse, too. She usually runs in the 50s, though. She's not dizzy, no excessive fatigue. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 20th of 2023. Creatinine was 2.3, previous two levels 2.2 and 2.0. Calcium is 9.1, sodium 138, potassium is 4.3, carbon dioxide 28, albumin 3.9. Liver enzymes were normal. Estimated GFR is 22. Her hemoglobin is 10.9 with normal white count and slightly lower than normal platelets at 120,000. Assessment and plan. One, stage four, chronic kidney disease with progression starting in March of this year, of unknown etiology. Two, hypertension. This could be the possible cause of worsening of kidney function also. So we have recommended increasing amlodipine to 5 milligram twice a day. And she will start that today. And she'll monitor her blood pressures at home, with the goal being 130 to 140 over 80 or less. She also will monitor pulse and will report any pulses less than 40 and any symptoms of dizziness or excessive fatigue or passing out. We will continue to monitor labs monthly. She received a copy of a routine lab order, and we also sent a faxed copy up to the My Michigan Mount Pleasant location. And three, anemia of chronic disease, and we will continue to monitor that with the monthly labs. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 2 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.